24 minutes away from 9 at Keweenaw's Classic Hit Station, 97.7 The Wolf. As we start to head toward the spring and summer months here, activity is building at Finlandia University in terms of getting kids involved in some sports activities. And Kristen Schuster, who is the volleyball coach at Finlandia University and also kind of runs and oversees their youth sports camps, joins me to talk about that a little bit this morning. Hi, Kristen.
Hi.
Good to have you in the studio.
Thanks for having me.
You have something coming up immediately that we want to get to first, and this is for volleyball players.
Right. Next Thursday, we have a free youth volleyball practices from 4 to 7, one-hour sessions. It's from kindergarten through sixth grade. It's just something so that kids can come in and get a taste for volleyball, see if it's something that they're ready for, if they're interested in. And it's also a time that they can get for more information about our youth league that's going to start the week after and run through July 2nd.
Now, in high schools in the area, volleyball is just a girls' sport, at least officially. Is this just for girls, or are boys welcome as well?
It's for both, and I'm hoping that we get a few more boys involved. I know I always have a lot of guys, especially older ages, say, boy, I wish somebody would teach me how to play volleyball. So we're hoping to get a lot of both.
Is there opportunity for boys high school age to play volleyball? Are there any clubs in the area, that kind of thing?
That I know of, there's not any clubs, you know, but there's the open gyms and different things like that. At the Tech has a club team. Some other small colleges have club teams, and I'm sure there's going to be more up and coming.
So the basically it's an open practice, kind of an instruction session that's a week from tomorrow?
A week from tomorrow, correct.
It's a week from tomorrow. How do folks, do they need to sign up for that?
Yeah, they can contact me. They can send me an email. They could go to our athletics website and get my email off of there, or they could just call me, 487-7391, and I can give them the information.
And there is a volleyball league coming up.
Correct. We're real excited about this. We're going to start the week after. We're going to start a volleyball league. They have the opportunity to practice two times a week, and there's a flexible schedule so that they pick from six different practice times to help work around everybody's busy schedule. We have three tournaments scheduled within that, and very exciting at the end, we have a coach from Puerto Rico who's coming to coach the girls and boys for the last week and then be around for that last tournament, and he specializes in youth volleyball down there.
What ages are involved here?
We're doing K through 8 altogether for the league.
Okay. You've got a connection with volleyball in Puerto Rico. You recruited a player from Puerto Rico.
I actually have three players coming next year from Puerto Rico right now.
Have you told them that it snows here?
Yes, and one of them was here in November when we already had snow. And, you know, I think they're all excited to try something different. In Puerto Rico, the average temperature year-round is 85 degrees, and the coldest it gets is 75, and it doesn't change. So they get to come up here and experience four seasons.
We get to introduce them to coats.
That's right, yes. None of them have coats or sweaters or anything like that.
What other kind of opportunities are coming up for kids? What other sports do you have camps planned in?
Well, there's a high school football team camp, and then there's also a high school soccer ID camp coming up in August. Also, there's a lot more volleyball opportunities. We have two team camps that we're running, one in June and then one in July, and then a skills camp that's August 9th through the 11th, and that's to help get them ready for their season. I know their practice is going to start around August 12th.
Finlandia is making a big outreach to young people here in athletics. Why push towards that market? These are kids who may, I suppose, someday come to Finlandia.
Yeah, I mean, there's a little bit of everything. It's kind of giving back to the community by offering these camps. I know there's lots of other opportunities at other local colleges. This is just something even close to home for a lot of people, hopefully very affordable also. And we want to see people coming to our games. We want them to get to know our coaches, our players, our facilities, and see what we're all about.
Because there's some good athletics at Finlandia.
Yeah, we've got a great coaching staff there. Our programs are, you know, on the way up and had a very successful season for most of them this year. And I know that we're going to see big improvements next year.
And, of course, football beginning in the fall. Is this your first football camp?
No, they ran a small team camp last year also.
Okay.
So I think this is something they're going to look to continue to do. I know our basketball coaches, softball and baseball, also had some successful spring camps, and they're looking to build on that too.
So there is a website for this. It is finlandiasportscamps.com?
Correct, yep.
You can go there. You can get all of the information, get the kids involved. What kind of cost is involved in this, Kristen?
It varies for all the sports. For the youth league, it's $75 for the entire league, and that includes them getting a t-shirt. It includes the cost of the three tournaments, all the practices. I don't have the other costs offhand on any of these camps, but I can tell you they're very affordable. You could also go on to our FULions.com link, and you can go to get our camps from there, too.
Okay, from the athletics website.
Correct, yeah.
So again, you can get the kids involved, and we hear so much these days about kids just sitting around and not doing anything and getting fat, and I should be one to criticize that. But we want to get our kids up and active and get them involved in sports, and certainly a positive opportunity through Finlandia University. So, Kristen, good luck with these, and thanks for stopping by.
Yeah, thanks, and we hope to see lots of people out at these.
And again, if you want to get your kids involved or find out more information, go to finlandiasportscamps.com, or you can call Kristen at 487-7391.
Correct.
All right. Hey, Kristen, thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Kristen Schuster here on Keweenaw's Classic Hits, 97.7 The Wolf.